Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Gittin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet, at the Mishnah, which is the beginning of Mishnah Dalad, of the fourth parak. The Mishnah Dalad will be completed in the next piece. Eved Shnishba Ufda'uhu. If a slave, an Eved Kanani, was captured and was ransomed and was redeemed, im l'shum eved yishtabed, if he was redeemed for purposes of being enslaved, then that works. Im l'shum ben chorin lo yishtabed, if he was redeemed for purposes of going free, then he cannot be enslaved. Rishum Gamliel, ben kach ben kach yishtabed. Rishum Gamliel says, in any case, he is enslaved. Now let's see what the circumstances here are. V'maya skinan. If we say that the original owner had not yet lost hope to get his Eved back, that means the Eved still belongs to him, because after all, he was stolen. How come if the second guy redeems him to be free, he should not go back to his first owner? It must be that the first owner had already given up on him, which means now he's really not owned. So if that's the case, then why is he enslaved if the fellow redeeming him redeems him to be an Eved? So let's see how it plays out. Amar Abaye, Leolam lifnei Yeush. He opts for the first option, which is that he was not Yeush yet. L'shum Eved yishtabed l'rabo rishon. It's very simple. If the fellow is redeemed to be a slave, then he goes back to his first master, because there was no Yeush. L'shum ben chorin, if he's redeemed to be free, lo yishtabed lo l'rabo rishon, lo l'rabo sheni. He's not mishtabed either to his original master or to the guy who redeemed him. Why the rabbi sheni, lo? He's not enslaved to the second guy. Why the halushum ben chorin parke? Because he redeemed him to be free. The rabbi rishon nami lo. He can't be enslaved to the first fellow. Why dilma mimani velo parke? Because nobody's going to redeem a slave if they know that they don't have an option in it, and in any case he's going to go back to be enslaved by his first master. Alright, so that would be then the tikkun olam that would say, really, lifnei yeush, if he's redeemed, in any case, he should go back to his first master. In order to make sure people get redeemed, they say that if you redeem him for ben chorin, he doesn't get mishtabed. Shem gamliel omer, so then how do we explain Rashbag? Ben chorin mishtabed, why? Kasar kashem shemitzvah liftot to ben bnei chorin, kach mitzvah liftot to tavadim. Just like there's a mitzvah to redeem free people who are taken captive, similarly there's a mitzvah to redeem slaves. So that means people still will redeem a slave, even if he knows he's going to stay in slavery, because that's still a mitzvah to save him from the captivity, which is far worse. That's Abaye's take. So Abaye's take is that our case is lifnei yeush. Rav Amar liolam la'achar yeush. Rav takes the other side of the coin and says our Mishnah must be la'achar yeush. So the first part of the Mishnah that says, if he's redeemed to be a slave, he's mishtabe to whom? To the guy who redeemed him. We're calling Rabo Sheni. L'shum ben chorin, if he was redeemed to be free, lo yishtabe lo l'rabo rishon, v'lo l'rabo sheni. He's not mishtabe to either one. L'rabo sheni lo, why? L'shum ben chorin parke, the second guy redeemed him to be free. L'rabo rishon nami lo, why? D'halacha yeush havei. You can't be enslaved to the first guy. The first guy gave up on him. Then, how do we explain Shem Gamliel? Shem Gamliel omer, v'enkach ben kach yishtabed, why? K'dechezkiah, like the concern of Chezkiah. D'amar Chezkiah v'nei, ma'amru v'enkach ben kach yishtabed, sh'lei kol achad v'chad holech ma'pil atzmo l'gayasot. Otherwise, you're going to have, every time that a legion comes into town, all the slaves are going to run out and say, here, capture me, because they know that if some kind fellow comes along to redeem them, they'll be free, and if not, they'll be enslaved, but either way, they're going to get redeemed. And so they have nothing to lose by throwing themselves at the mercy of the legion, and then it's going to end up costing people a lot of money. Now, Meitaveh, let's see. We have an extension of our Mishnah in which Meshavim Gamliel responded to the Chachamim saying, you know, just like there's a mitzvah to redeem free people, there's a mitzvah to redeem avadim, which seems to support Abaye. Bishlamal Abaye, the Amar lifnei Yeush, Hanu dekamar kashem. So according to Abaye, who says that our Mishnah is talking about a case lifnei Yeush, and I understand why Rabbi Gamliel says the reason I say that in any case he's enslaved is because there's a mitzvah to redeem slaves, meaning he's still connected to his first master. It's lifnei yeush. Rabbi d'amar la'achar yeush, but Rabbi says la'achar yeush, hi kashem, there's no kashem here. After all, Mishum Nechezkiah, who the whole concern in Rabbi's case that Rav Shem Gamliel was arguing that he should be enslaved in any case is because otherwise people are going to throw themselves at the legions. It shouldn't be kashem shemitzvah liftot abnei chorin. So Amalach Rava, here's how Rava could answer. Shem Gamliel lo have yadamai kamer rabbanon. According to Rava, the way we would say it is that Shem Gamliel was not clear on what circumstance the rabbanon were referring to. V'achi kamer lo, and this is what he said. E lifnei yeush kamritu, if you mean to say that lifnei yeush is mishtabed, meaning mishtabed the rabbo rishon, if he's redeemed for freedom, he's free. Hainu kashem. I'll tell you that there's no such concern because people have to redeem slaves anyways. Ilachar yeush kamritu, if you think it's lachar yeush, kedachezkiya, then there's a concern of chezkiya. So in other words, according to the Rava, Rav Shem Gamliel was sort of covering both possibilities. Now, ula Rava damar lachar yeush, ula rabbo sheni. So according to Rava, who says that our entire case is lachar yeush and is mishtabe to the new guy who redeemed him, rabbo sheni man kanilei. So who did the new master get him from? The original master bought him when he originally bought him on the slave market. Who did the second master get him from? Mishavoy, from the captives. Mishavoy, miman gufe, mikanile. Since when did the captives make a proper kinyan on the slave? The answer is in. Kanile lemase adav. Even though non-Jews don't have the ability to buy a slave, nonetheless, they do have the ability to buy the wages. How do we know that if a non-Jew acquires another non-Jew, that is valid as far as the wages go? You're allowed to buy from those who are born in the land, meaning if the mother's a Canaanite and the father's from one of the other nations. Atem konim mehem, you can buy from them. Velo hem konim mikem, they cannot buy from you. Velohem konim zel mizeh, and they also cannot buy from each other, meaning that a non-Jew cannot own a Jew as a slave, and a non-Jew can also not own a non-Jew as a slave. Yacholik nu zed zem, I might think they can't acquire each other. What do you mean? Yacholik nu zed zem, amart lohem konim zel mizeh. What do you mean? I might think they can't. You just said they can't. Hakamar velohem konim zel mizeh legufo. What I mean is they cannot acquire each other as an owned piece. I might think they can't even own each other for wages. Amart kal v'chomer. The answer is they can, as a kal v'chomer. Ovu kochav Yisrael kone. A non-Jew can even acquire the rights of a Jew as far as his wages go. Ovu kochav Yom kochav l'kol shekein. So certainly a non-Jew can acquire the rights of another non-Jew as far as his Masei Adayim go. Now, by the way, how would I know that a non-Jew can acquire the rights of a Jew in Masei Adav? That's from the Parshan Bahar, V'chi Tasig Yad Ger V'toshav. Okay, V'eim Mahani Mili B'chaspa, so maybe this is all true if he acquires him with the purchase of money. V'chazaka lo, but maybe a Goy doesn't have a Kinyan Chazaka. So therefore, if the non-Jew acquires the other non-Jew V'chazaka, maybe that's not a valid Kinyan, and after all, how did the captives get this guy? Rav Papa, Amon Moav, Tiharu B'Sichon. The answer is that we know from the Torah, how did Bnei Yisrael have the right to conquer the east bank of the Jordan from Sichon? Because Sichon acquired that land from Amon Moav. That made it no longer Amon Moav's land. And that made it land that we had access to. We weren't allowed to mess with Amon Moav, but we were allowed to take Sichon's land. How did Sichon legitimately get it? B'chazaka. So you see that Chazaka is a valid kinyan that a goy can have. Now, Ashkechan Un Kochavim. So far, all we find is that an Obed Kochavim can own another non-Jew. How do we know that a non-Jew can acquire even a Jew from Asei Adav, even B'chazaka? Because in the war against Melech Arad, they took captives, and they're halachically defined as captives. And that's why Bnei Yisrael make the neder, that if you allow me to redeem them, to win this war and get them back, then, etc. Right. Okay. Evet shebarach beit asurim. If a slave ran away from jail, he was in jail, he ran away. Yatsa lechirut. He's free. V'lo od ela shekofin et rabo v'chotev lo get shichur. Not only that, we force the master to write a get shichur for him. Now, let's see if that works. Tan, v'nshimigam li'alo me'er ben kachofin kach yishtabed. The Amr Rabbi Rachan Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan himself say? Remember, that first halacha was said by Rabbi Yochanan, that an Eved runs away from prison, he's free, and we force the master to write him a Shtar Shechur. And now, what's the famous statement of Rabbi Yochanan? Kol makom shishnah Rav Shem Gamliel mishatenu, anywhere that Rav Shem Gamliel's name shows up in the Mishnah, Halacha kamoto, the halacha always follows his opinion. Chutz mi arev v'tzidon v'raya achrona, except for those three cases, arev, tzidon, v'raya achrona, none of which is our case, which means halacha should be like Rashbag, which is means that an eved in any case goes back to his first master. And you just said that if an eved runs away from prison, same Rabbi Yochanan said, if an eved runs away from prison, then he goes free and we force the master to write a get shichur. So Bishlam al Abaye Abaye will have no problem dealing with this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Mokel ahai lifnei yeush v'ahai l'achar yeush. He'll say that our Mishnah, and therefore Shem Gamliel's response is lifnei yeush, and Rabbo means Rabbo Rishon. And this case is l'achar yeush. He ran away from prison, the master gave up on him, and therefore he's free. El Rava damar l'achar yeush, but Rava said that our Mishnah is l'achar yeush, which means Shem Gamliel says l'achar yeush. He goes to the master. So Rabbi Yochanan now stands in contradiction. So Amalacha Rava, time am I? The answer is no, it's not a contradiction. What's the reason for Rav Shem Gamliel's ruling in our Mishnah, Mishum Dechezkia, because of the concern that the Eved's going to go run away and throw himself at the legion's feet to be taken captive, and then we're going to just spend an infinite amount of money to keep redeeming people? The answer is Boreach Shani. So in the case where he ran away from prison, that takana wouldn't apply. Why? Hashdalik tala masanafshe. This guy's ready to risk his life running away from prison in order to save himself. Apuli apel nafshe, the guy is so, do you think he's going to throw himself to the legions to get taken captive? This is a guy who wants to get away from being a captive. He runs away from prison. So certainly in the case of this guy, we don't have such a concern, and therefore indeed he really is free. Now, here's a story. Amte demar Shmuel ishtavai. We have several stories. Shmuel's slave girl was taken captive. Parke l'shum amhata. So parkuha l'shum amhata, in where she was taken captive, other people redeemed her to be a slave girl. Shadru alei, and they sent her back to Shmuel. Shalchu alei, and they sent the message. Anan k'ram Shem Gamliel sfiralein. First of all, we hold like Rashbag. At inami k'rabanan sfiralein. Even if you hold like Rabbanan, anan l'shum amhata parkin la niyala. We redeemed her for purposes of being a slave girl. In other words, we hold like Rav Shem Gamliel, so no matter what intention we might have had, she's still enslaved to you. Second of all, even if you hold like Rabbanan, you should know that our intention was that she be enslaved. So therefore, take her back as a slave. And they likely were also asking for the payment. V'inu savur, right? And they thought that lifnei yeush ave. They thought that the case was lifnei yeush, that Shmuel had not given up on this girl. Velohi, that's not the case. L'achar Yehush habe, it was after Yehush. U'shmuel lo mibaya di ishtaburi lo mishtari ba. So Shmuel not only did not enslave her, elagita de chiruta nami lo atzucha. He didn't even say she needs to get shichur. He said she's automatically free. I already gave up on her. Therefore, when they redeemed her, and evidently he was ruling like Abaye, that l'achar Yehush, she goes free. Now Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel's being consistent with his own reasoning. Damar Shmuel Hamafkir Avdo Yatzal L'Chayrut. Somebody who declares his Eved ownerless, the Eved goes free. Ve'ino Tzarech Get Shichur. You don't need to get Shichur. Shenamar Cholav Eved Ish Miknat Kasef. The Torah, when it talks about a Korban Pesach, refers to an Eved as an Eved Ish, meaning a slave owned by a person. Eved Ish Velo Eved Isha. Why does an S Eved have to be owned by a man, not by a woman? Only an Eved that has a master over him is called an Eved. There's no such thing as an Eved without being an Eved Ish, or an Eved Isha, or an Eved Adon, owned by somebody. There, and that's defined by the Pasuk. Therefore, if you have an Eved that has no more owner, it's not an Eved anymore, it doesn't even need to get Shichur. That's Shmuel's opinion. We'll see in further podcasts that there are dissents against this. So that's why Shmuel did not enslave her, because it was Lachar Yehush, and he also didn't require a get shichur. He said right away she could marry a regular Jewish guy, etc. Amte de Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra Ishtavoi. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra's slave girl was taken captive. Parka hu tarmuda'a l'shum itata. So some non-Jew redeemed her to marry her. This, of course, is something we didn't want to see happen. Shalchu leila didei. So the rabbi sent a message to Rabbi Abba and said, "I ya'ut avdat, if you want to do the right thing, shara la gita de chiruta, send her a get shichur," which means she will immediately become independent, and therefore the other fellow will have no rights over her. Echidami idematsu parkula. Well, let's see what the story is. If she's somebody that we could have redeemed, lama la gita de chiruta? Why send the get shichur? Just redeem her. If we can't redeem her anyways, what's it going to help to send a get shichur? So Leolam Nematsu Parkula, answer number one is that we could have redeemed her. But Kevan de Mishad de la Gita de Chiruta, once they send the Get Shechur, Chavuri Mechabri Adari Parkula, all the people in town will hear, ooh, here's this girl who's been redeemed, let's all get together, raise some money and redeem her. That was the consideration. The other possibility is Leolam de Lomatsu Parkula. There's somebody they couldn't redeem. Chayvan de Mishad de la Gita de Chiruta, once they send the Get Shechur, Mitzala Ba'ape, suddenly she becomes worth less because she's no longer a slave girl, so then she's easier to redeem. And then they say, oh, we don't mind. Well, you can buy her out. So why? In other words, why would they consider her to be worth less now that she got to get shichur? After all, they know that Am Yisrael is very careful about everything that they own, even their behemot. The answer is Hanimili Bitsina. That's how they treat them privately. But if they do it publicly, then it becomes degraded. This girl got to get shichra. She was really a shifcha. She's not worth much. Forget it. So then they'll be willing to allow her to be redeemed. All right, now another story. There was a slave girl that was in Pumbadita. People would take advantage of her and violate her. If it weren't for the fact that Shmuel said anybody who frees his Eved Kanani violates an Asay, we'll see what that is in a moment, I would have forced her master to free him. And Ravina Amar, and in a case like that, Rav Yehuda would agree that you should free him. Mishum milta disur, because of the violation. Here's a girl who's being herself abused, and she's the lightning rod for men coming and violating her. Certainly she should be redeemed, even though there's an assay involved. And Abaye Mishum Isura lo, and Abaye wouldn't agree to that. There was a story about a woman who was half shivcha, half bat chorin. Kafut rabava asa bat chorin, and they forced the master to free the one who owned the half that was still meshubah to free her, so she should be free. The reason was because people were taking advantage of her because she couldn't marry anybody; they were having their way with her. The answer is Hachi Ashtahatam Lola Ebed Chazir Lola Ben Chorin Chazir. Now, in that case, is different, because there she really could not marry anybody, because she was half and half. So, therefore, Abaye in that case would say, yes, sure, there we got to free her. Hacha Efshar Demiachid La Avde Umintala. Here, if she's really a Shifcha, the master could give her to her own Ebed and have him say, you know, keep an eye on her. So Abaye wouldn't necessarily agree that there you have to redeem her. Now, Gufam Rav Yudam Rashmua Kulaha Mishachar Avdo Over Baase. And what's the assation? Amar li olam behem ta'avodu. You have to enslave them forever. There's a story that Rabbi Lazar came into shul and did not find 10. Shichur avdo v'shlimol asara. You got to remember that an Eved Kanani is on his way to being Jewish. And the minute that he's freed, he's 100% Jewish. He doesn't count for minyan until that point, but afterwards he does. So Rabbi Lazar walked in, and there were 9 people. He freed his Eved, and he had a minyan. The answer is mitzvah shani. There, that was appropriate because he was fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur by freeing him. Tanu Rabbanan Leolam Mehem Tavodu Reshut. This is a machloket we saw at the beginning of Sota. Leolam Mehem Tavodu is Reshut, meaning you're allowed to enslave them. You don't have to kill them as members of the Kanani nation. There, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Chovar. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's an obligation to hold on to them. Vedilma Rabbi Lazar Savalak Kamandam Reshut. Maybe Rabbi Lazar held like Rabbi Shmuel, and that's why he freed his slaves. So it's not because of mitzvah, because he held there was no chova. So Lokas Alkadaitach, the Tanya Behed, Rabbi Lazar Omer Chova. Rabbi Lazar explicitly said it's a chova. Amar Rabba, so Rabba makes a comment, an editorial comment about this. Bahani Tlat Mili Nachti Balebati Minichseon. There's 3 things that families do that lead them to lose their possession, their wealth. The Mafke Avdayu Lachiruta, they let their slaves go. They walk around and look at their property on Shabbos and see how things are doing. They make their regular meals to be at the same time at the Beit Midrash, and therefore they don't attend the Beit Midrash. So there were 2 families in Yerushalayim. Achat kava sudata b'shamta, v'achat kava sudata b'erev Shabbat, shtei nekru. One had its regular meal on Shabbat, meaning during the time of the Beit Midrash, and they ended up disappearing. And the other family had its regular meal on Erev Shabbat, and because they violated Kvod Shabbat by having a meal before Shabbat, or else, like Rashi reads, it was below Shabbat, but their main meal was at night and not during the day when Kvar Hayom Adif, and both those families ended up disappearing. Okay, we'll pick up at this point, continuing on with study about the Eved Kanani, and take us to Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet. In the meantime, we will pause at this point. Everyone should have a wonderful day.